Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Sister Holmes. You're welcome.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather in the house of the Lord one more time. Thank God for his goodness to us, his mercy that's been extended to us this day. It's good to see the saints out. And I think I heard Sister say she fell. Lord, thank the Lord you're here. Thank the Lord. Lord bless you. Truly, God has been good to us and since we last met, and we just want to thank him for his goodness and usher him into the services. He's been with us here this day, but we just truly want to thank him for all that he's done. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy. We come in the humblest way we know how. We seek your favor. We seek your will for our lives this day and ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou will continue to look down upon your people with favor. We ask, O Lord, that you would remember those who may be still on their way and ask that you would hasten them along safely over the highways, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless your people in every way they stand in need of, dear Father. We understand that Sister Carol took a fall, but we thank God that she's here this morning and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Be with her, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God. Look down upon her with favor, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her request. Remember, Lord God, what she, dear Heavenly Father, desires, dear Father, and that is to see her family saved, especially her brother. So we pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing be upon Sister Carol this day and ask that you would bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we want to thank you for Sister Holmes being online and ask your blessings upon her. Ask that thou would continue to look down upon her, dear sister, Lord God, and bless her in every way she stands in need of. Dear Father, we know if she was able, she'd be out there, Heavenly Father, to the house of the Lord. But Lord God, we know she's not able in body. Father, we ask in the precious name of Jesus that thou would continue to bless her in every way, dear Heavenly Father, that she stands in need of this day and be her guide and her direction and the strength, dear Heavenly Father, she desperately needs. Father, likewise, we ask a special prayer and blessing upon Sister Regina and ask that you would bless and be with her. Thank you for her being out this morning and ask you to continue to look down upon her likewise. Father God in heaven, we don't see Sister Lillian as of yet, but we ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God. If she's on her way, Lord God, grant traveling mercies. Pray, Lord God, likewise, you remember Brother James Allen, Lord God, and how you have blessed him and been with him, Lord God, and you've given him a new job, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that your blessings be with him likewise, dear Father. Help him, Lord God, not to forget to thank you and to praise you, dear Father, and honor you for this, dear Lord, because we know it was the hand of the Lord, dear Father, that was upon him, dear Father. Likewise, we ask this morning that you remember Sister June Webb, dear Father. Pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with our dear sister. We thank you for her, Lord God. We miss her dearly, dear Heavenly Father. And we want her to know that, Lord God, that we are lifting her up in prayer to you, dear Heavenly Father, for her complete healing, dear Father. I believe it is this week, dear Father, she goes in, dear Heavenly Father, and gets the staples removed, dear Father, and then she starts her therapy, Lord God. So, Father, we just pray that you would bless her and strengthen her in her body. Build her up where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weakened, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that you've given her much rest, dear Heavenly Father, because Sister June's schedule, she was running, dear Heavenly Father, to work and then going home and then coming back and being here in the service. What a faithful servant to you, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. We know, Lord God, you will honor her, dear Heavenly Father, for her work for thee, dear Lord. Likewise, we ask that you remember her companion in a special way, Lord God. Thank you for him, Lord God. Thank you for the care that he's given to his wife, dear Heavenly Father, her children, dear Father, her grandchildren, dear Lord. Ask that you would remember her entire family, her brother and her sister, Lord God. Father, we just want to thank you, dear Father, for this family and ask your blessings continue to be upon them. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember those who have called and who are listening in, dear Father, on Radio Land, dear Father. We pray a special prayer and blessing upon our dear sister and her family there in Boston, dear Father. Remember Sister Ferris Day. Ask that you would bless and be with her in a mighty way. Likewise, remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Sandy and her family, dear Father. Ask your special prayer and blessing upon them, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Matthew. Remember Monty, dear Heavenly Father. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you remember Sister Sanders down in Florida, dear Father. Her family, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, that I was able to speak with her on Wednesday, Lord God, and we've set up, dear Father, to be able to call each other once a week, dear Father, just to check in, dear Father. I thank you for that and ask that you would bless. Remember her daughters, dear Father. Remember her son, dear Father. Remember her grands in a special way, Lord God. Remember her companion, too, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning, Lord God, because You are worthy to be praised, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, that you remember Brother Sammy Mann, Lord God. We don't see him out this morning, but no, we know, dear Father, he's been suffering in his body, dear Father. We know, Lord God, he's had pain, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we know that you're able to heal, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to bring him through, dear Heavenly Father. Encourage him, Lord God, to continue to run on this race that thou hast set before him, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of his faith. We pray, Lord God, that you remember his family, his daughter and her husband, Lord God. Remember her and remember Stephen, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty way, dear Lord. Father God in heaven, we want to thank you this morning, even for our officer being here this morning, and ask your continued blessings upon the officers that come out, dear Father, who are out there in the parking lot, Lord God. Oh, it's a sad time in which we live, dear Father, where we have to have an officer, dear Lord, to watch over the vehicles that you have given to us, because, Lord, while we're in the service, someone's out there breaking in the cars, dear Father, and doing destructive work. But we thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed, dear Lord. We pray, Lord God, when the officer comes in from time to time, Lord God, that he'll be able to hear some word, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his family. We know nothing about him, but, Lord God, you know all about him, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, you remember the sick and shut-in that are on our list, dear Father. Send up a special prayer and blessing for Toria, dear Sister Toria Jackson, Lord God. Father, you know she's in the hospital again, Lord God, and now she with pneumonia and COVID, dear Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you look down upon her with favor, Lord God. Pray in the name of Jesus. Touch her and heal her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, she's been through so much since last November, Lord God, and she's been dealing with this, dear Heavenly Father, and they don't know what it's all about. But, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would touch and heal her, dear Father. We know you said we are fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for that. Ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember all the saints who are gathered in the house of the Lord this morning. Remember Brother Levesta. Remember his family. Remember his daughters, Lord God, Angela, Tina, and Jada, dear Father. Likewise, remember William, dear Father. Oh, Father, we know Brother Jackson's the heart's desire to see them saved, desire to see him to come out to the house of God, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we know that their dad is an example to him, Lord God, and we know he lives, dear Heavenly Father, of what he preaches and what he teaches, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember Sister Smith. Thank you for her being here. Remember her request for her family, Lord God, her sister, her daughter, her grands and great-grands, Lord God, and her nephews, dear Father. Remember her family, dear Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. He's invited them to be in the house of the Lord, and they haven't come out yet, dear Lord, but, oh, Lord, we're not going to count you out, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to bring them out, Lord God. Likewise, we ask that you would remember Brother Willis. We thank you for him being here this morning, and ask your blessings upon our dear brother as he grows in grace and in the knowledge of thee. Help him, Lord God, to be committed to the word of God. Help him be committed to his salvation, Lord God. Committed to you, dear Heavenly Father. Not necessarily committed to this congregation, dear Lord. We are just at the house, a dwelling place, dear Lord, where we gather, dear Heavenly Father. But his commitment has to be made to you, dear Heavenly Father. That live or die, I am the Lord. Father, we pray likewise that you would remember others who may be on their way, Lord God. Remember Brother Tony in a special way, Lord God. We pray that you would continue to bless and be with him. Remember one of his best friends, Lord God. We understand he was in the hospital, but Lord God, he was released, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless Richard in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, remember our mothers to be, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, remember the children, Lord God, in a special way, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, we haven't seen him out for the last couple of Sundays, Lord God, and so we just pray, Lord God, that you would speak to the heart of their father, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to do all things but fail, and so in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you would speak to their hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Keep them, Lord God, as they go to school from the snares and pitfalls of Satan and from the evilness of this day and time. Remember Jasmine, Lord God, we understand she's under the weather, Lord God, and not feeling well in her body. Ask that you would touch her and be with her, Lord God. Bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Father. Likewise, be with her as she goes to school, dear Heavenly Father, we pray. Father God in heaven, thank you for Sister Melita and the media, dear Father, and ask your blessings upon her. Ask that you would be with her, Lord God, as she, dear Father, dials in all of those who are listening in, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask that you would bless her in the media room, dear Lord. Likewise, we pray for Brother PJ. Haven't seen him in a few Sundays. We know, dear Father, he's been mandated, but we know also he's been going through some things, Lord God. But, oh, Father God, we've tried to reach out to him, but haven't heard back from him, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would reach him, Lord God, with the love, dear Father, that we have for him, Lord God. And, oh, help him, dear Father. We know, dear Heavenly Father, that he's been having a difficult time since his father passed, Lord God, but help him, Lord God, to rest in thee, dear Heavenly Father. Help him to turn it over to you, Lord God, and allow you, dear Father, to be his comfort and his guide, dear Father. Allow you, dear Heavenly Father, that in the middle of the night, Lord God, when he begins to think about his dad, that you, dear Heavenly Father, will bring songs in the night, that you will bring a scripture to comfort his heart and comfort his soul, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we just want to thank you for this day and ask that you would bless and be with us in the services of the Lord. Pray, Lord God, that you remember our president and our world leaders, dear Heavenly Father. Remember our Congress, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord, our police departments and our townships, our governors, our mayors, Lord God. Father, we just pray, Lord God, even for the judges, dear Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, speak to the hearts of mankind. Father, we know, Lord God, that we have neighbors around this church, dear Father. We've been praying for them. And Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would remember them too, dear Heavenly Father. Remember this neighborhood, Lord God. The Church of God has been here for many years, Lord God. We've been a pillar in this congregation, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus, that you send in souls to be saved, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, Lord God, Mr. Dalton, we ask in a special way, Lord God. Remember Sister Kiva, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we don't see Sister India this morning on Little Infinity, Lord God. Remember, Lord God, Innocence, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just lift up all the saints this morning to you, dear Father. Thank you for Sister Blake, and thank you for her presence this morning. Ask your continued blessings be upon her. Likewise, remembering Sister Millicent, Lord God, we thank you for her as she leads the devotional service. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father, in her endeavors, Lord God. To God be the glory for great things he has done. Likewise, remember Brother Maurice and Sister Lawrence, no doubt downstairs, dear Heavenly Father. But Lord, we just pray. We thank you for them and the ministry they have with the children downstairs, and ask that you would bless them. Now have thine own way, Lord God. Thank you for Brother Byrene and being the superintendent. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson. Thank you for the understanding, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you have done for us, dear Heavenly Father. I ask in the precious name of Jesus, you remember me this morning, Lord God, as I preach your word, dear Heavenly Father. I want to be all that you have called me out to be. I want to be lifted up in you, dear Heavenly Father. I want to speak the words of wisdom that you have given unto me, dear Heavenly Father. Not about me, but about what thus saith the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Help me to be all that you have called me out to be, dear Heavenly Father, this day. I humbly submit to your will, dear Heavenly Father, and ask in the precious name of Jesus that you look down upon us with favor this day. Now have thine own way, Lord God. If we've forgotten any of the saints of God to pray about, Lord, we ask that you would remember them in a special way, dear Father, this morning. Lord, we know, dear Father, our main concern is about souls, dear Father, souls being saved, dear Father, souls coming out of darkness into light, dear Heavenly Father, souls to live for you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that if one soul, dear Heavenly Father, this morning's message and would reach them, dear Heavenly Father, that, Lord God, you would speak to their heart. Likewise, we ask a special prayer upon Sister Stewart, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Ruth Stewart, Lord God, as she comes to my mind, and ask that you would bless and be with her, Lord God, as she's going through her healing, dear Heavenly Father, her therapy, Lord God, and pray that you would touch her in her body, dear Father. Thank you for her, and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Father, in every way that she stands in need of. Now, Father, have thine own way in the services today, and we'll be so careful this morning to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Shall we turn to page 16 in our worship of the Lord? 16. I'm coming to his house. Amen.
We have come into his house and have We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify his name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Christ the Lord.
Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Praise our God.
Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Say, let's forget about ourselves. Well, not only today, that doesn't mean we understand what that means. We're putting God first and foremost in our hearts and in our thoughts, in our mind.
Yes.
You know, not only when we're gathered together, but even when we're apart.
Yes.
We wake up in the morning. We say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see a new day. Even before we get up off the bed, we're talking to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your goodness. Like if it's rain, if it's thunder, Lord, I hear you. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty works.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Giving glory to his name this morning because he has blessed us. If he hadn't, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
So we're giving him glory this morning. God is in his heaven, and we are here in his presence. And so we give him glory this morning. We thank God for our pastor. We give honor to Pastor Jenkins. And we pray, ask God's touch upon her to strengthen her and bless her, even as he uses her with his mighty hand. We just thank God. We're thankful to be here this morning. And just thankful to the Lord. Amen. Our responsive reading is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. And it just seems the Lord, for our season of prayer, the Lord is laying Brother Maurice on my heart to come and render prayer at that time.
Amen.
So wherever he is in the building, we'd like to make him aware. The Lord has put him on my heart this morning to take us to the throne of grace after the prayer requests are taken.
Amen.
So,
amen. Bless the Lord.
Ask the Lord to prepare his heart for that. Again, our responsive reading is in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Amen, amen. Thank God for his eternal word. Amen. If we're able to stand at the reading of God's word, we would ask us all to stand that we may give reverence to his eternal word. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked.
For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life.
Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
Therefore we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Together, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Praise our God. Thank God. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. We know that from the message that Pastor Jenkins has brought on the last two Lord's days, standing firm in our faith, we know that our reading was on those two Sundays was the same reading. And so we thank God because the Lord is able to give us his full message. Amen. God is not hindered by time.
Amen.
The Lord never runs out of time of giving us his word. And so we just thank God for all that we have read so far, all that our hearts have received, even from this passage of scripture. Mm-hmm. And we just pray that God will be with us as we continue to eat his word. Amen. Thank God for his word, knowing that we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. At this time, we'll ask if there are special requests for prayer. And again, we would want to call for Brother Maurice, who will render prayer. We pray that if he is, if he's not aware, if someone would tell him if he's in the building. Amen.
Amen.
This time, knowing that we walk by faith, knowing that we walk by faith and not by sight, when we pray, mm-hmm. we pray in faith.
Amen.
In fact, God's word tells us whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to be on that side.
Amen.
We don't want to be on that, the dark side.
Amen.
We want to be children of light. And so when we ask, make our requests known, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand, we're asking and always asking in faith. And let our faith not waver, but know that God's able.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, are there special requests for prayer? Sister Carol.
Continue to remember me. Have a fall, but the Lord bless. There was somebody there that helped me, and I thank the Lord for my sinners.
Amen.
I thank the Lord that I'm here and that I'm a little sore, but not like I could have been.
Yes.
I could have broke a leg, I could have broke a hip, and I just always thank the Lord for the
good. Amen.
Amen. But the Lord blessed you there with me.
Amen.
So I'm so thankful. Amen. And remember my family. I talked to my brother yesterday and they have no lights. I don't know whether they're not home yet or not, but remember him. Remember my neighbors, his friends, loved ones.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for blessing you. Thank God for protecting you. And we often say we thank God for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. And as you said, no broken bones in the fall. Praise God. And there were angels there to help you, get up. Yes. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Sister Blake, I have Brother Mann's daughter on Karen, and she says, please keep the man and Rose family in prayer. Likewise, Sister Webb, she texted and said, please remember her. Remember the doctors on tomorrow. She went for a good report.
Yes.
Getting the Staples out. So remember her much in prayer. Sister, Brother Mann's daughter is on the phone. Likewise, remember also Frank contacted me twice the other day. Sometimes when people are reading the message, they end up hitting and dialing me. But It was like back to back. He called. I reached out to him, but he didn't. So just remember him much in prayer. So I did reach out to him, but he hasn't called me back. So just remember him much in prayer.
Amen.
And likewise, just remember the children. Remember me too. Remember my eye, because I've been trying to get into the doctor and having some shadows in it. So just
Amen. Amen. Lord bless. He's able.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and I had a doctor I went on Thursday, and I had 20/20
vision. Praise the Lord.
And then they did a little vessel there. Diabetes. They didn't go that night. But I knew I had diabetes. But everything seemed to be good.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord for a good report.
Amen.
Amen. Bless, Lord bless you, Sister Carol. Other requests? Yes.
I thank the Lord for allowing me to have Sister Renee on the phone to share the message today.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. And we remember you and your family likewise. Amen. Remember Sister Lillian and Brother James Allen. I tried to call. When I stepped in there, I tried to call, but I couldn't get her on the cell number or her home number. And so I don't know if they were on their way. I don't know. But remember Sister Lillian in prayer, and that the Lord would just touch her, strengthen her in her body. And James Allen, likewise, that the Lord will help him in his soul, strengthen him in his soul. Yes, Brother Jackson.
Brother Peter Jackson, you've been on my friend. Remember all those that were and still are in a pathway of seasonal storms.
Yes.
And so deep in my soul, that man truly, I spoke at Sunday school that it used to be a time when even worldly people would gather together when they seen things happening and have a day set aside for prayer. They don't even do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so remember all of those, you remember the Lord's heart for your
sins. Amen. Amen. For the Jackson's request, remember Brother Pierre Johnson Jr., much in prayer, lifting him up in prayer for God to help him, strengthen him. And Brother said, also remember those who have been in suffering under these storms. Various states. I believe the most recent state was Arkansas. You know, the week before that was Mississippi, and going, the storms going through. And as Brother Jackson, as you said, this is the hand of God. Or as the magicians in Egypt in our Sunday school said, this is the finger of God. And God is working, trying to draw men's hearts and minds to Him, letting them know He is God. And He can destroy with a thought. And so the people will think about their one and only souls and comfort those who've lost loved ones, who've had loved ones who have died in these storms. I was thinking as you were talking, Brother, even there was an explosion in a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania, and people died.
Children
being killed in the schools and so on. God, and you know, then in the Word of God, those are called plagues. If we think about it, those things are being visited. Those kinds of things are being visited upon people even now, to try to get them to give up that hard heart that they have and stop rejecting God. And so, let's pray for souls and for the bereaved families as well. Amen. Who have lost loved ones. Yes, Mr. Dalton.
Hello.
Hello.
I was going to a rough time. Pray for me. I was going to a rough time, and I got so tired. I prayed to God. I asked, please, God, strength.
that he had it. You know, he made it happen. I was so relieved. I got 7 days. You know, so I feel better. You know, I was going through it there, you know, for the first couple of days. He made it possible.
Amen.
He made it happen.
Amen.
You know, like I said, you know, like we all say, you know, that keep it, you know, in the heart, stuff is on your mind. You know, I pray, you know, every morning, saying, Now I'm working on myself on other things too. Now,
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless
amen.
The Lord. We'll continue to pray for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And just I also here recently I just lost an uncle who battled cancer.
Well, it was, God knows.
If you're not, you know, the word, you know, of our Lord, you know, I like to think, you know, that he's better. I pray for him.
His journey is over. So, and when once the journey is over, it's over. We who are still journeying have to pray that we will stay in God's will and in God's path. And we thank God. We pray for God to touch you and your body so you feel better after having given that up. We'll pray for your body and soul and mind and spirit. And may God strengthen you even in your law in the loss of your uncle.
Amen.
May God comfort your heart.
We love you and pray.
Yes, amen.
Sister Blake, also remember my younger brother, Myron, he's been working 16-hour shifts. We saw him the other day, and he's extremely tired.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it. It's wearing on him. And he was not a big person in the first place. And
no.
Really, he's gotten down real small. So just remember him much in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
They're mandating them. Because they don't have enough workers, so just remember him.
Yes, we remember Brother Myron Johnson in prayer. Sister Smith, I saw your hand. Amen. You know, Sister Smith's family, children, grandchildren, other family members, and the children of this congregation, and children everywhere. Because Sister Smith puts in a request for the children. She needs children everywhere. Amen. Thank you, Sister Smith.
And their parents.
Amen. Amen. All general requests. Oh, Brother Byron.
Really thank the Lord for your prayers. Thanks for my wife. She's doing much better.
Amen.
We did have to, I think on Friday, they gave her, you know, a prescription to, you know, take for thyroid. So she started feeling better.
Good.
Keep her in your prayers, soul, body, and spirit. And continue to remember me. Remember a fellow I ran into at the bank. I don't know him, but he was just swearing out so bad.
Mm.
And, the Lord's name in vain, and I stayed at the telephone. My wife was right here, and she was getting a check cashed, and then I had some business with the teller after she did, and then she went sat down, and this fellow came in and just swearing so bad, and he used the Lord's name in vain, and I even looked at him and walking up to this teller, I started to call him to the Lord. I stayed in my own zone here with the teller I was with. But then he got over in our business. Well, I was talking to the Lord about opening a wedding, and then he had to go over here.
Well.
So the cat allowed me to
thank the Lord.
Amen.
And I said, you came in here swearing and cussing. I said, bless you, use them. pains and pain. We've got this business over here. You need to calm down.
Yes.
And he quieted down, and the whole bank quieted down.
Bless the Lord.
Behind me were quiet. Nobody. My teller was like, he started whispering that. His teller was and I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Down, and he said, well, I heard him telling her, I'm the old steward. That's what he did before, you know. But I never commented to that.
Yes.
Just remember that soul.
Amen.
And likewise, remember me. I'm thinking about another car or vehicle to buy. I left here last Sunday and mine stalled in the middle of the street as I got up there to my house.
Oh, my.
By the time I got out and got on my cell phone, some gentleman pulled up and I was trying to talk to my wife, telling her where I was in the middle of the street. And then I heard this call saying, can I help you? So then I stepped around the Jeep, and he was there with this big four-wheel drive truck. He goes, I got a chain, I'll pull you right out.
Praise God.
It was just a matter of no more than I saw. He was,
yes.
I was in the street, but he pulled me over to the side, and my wife picked me up, and I just left it there, and I came back later and started up and took it off. So I'm driving my old truck again. So I'm thinking about buying something new, but I just want to be thankful.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord had someone right there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's just Carol had someone, God put someone there, two people that pick her up. God put someone there for Brother Byron to pull his vehicle over. God takes care of his people.
Yes, he does.
They say he sits high, but he looks low.
Amen. Amen.
You're saying that. This one lady, she told me, she said, oh, take your time. She said, but I got all night.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord.
Excuse me. Continue to remember Sister Keita. She's due to fly out to her uncle to be buried. I think she said Monday or Sunday. It's this coming weekend. So remember her and family that's traveling to Texas, please.
Amen. Sister Keita and the loss of her uncle, and she'll be traveling to Texas for the services. So we'll remember her in prayer for traveling mercies as well.
Likewise, remember Sister Toya. She's in the hospital with COVID and pneumonia.
Yes, sister.
She's in isolation, so you
can't see her. Yes. Sister Toya. Amen. All general requests. Amen. Amen. Continue to remember our pastor as well. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, Brother Maurice will take us to the throne of grace. And if someone has a special request, a special burden, come and stand, kneel. We can go to the prayer room if needs be.
Shall we turn in our worship the Lord to page 428? 428 in the worship of the Lord. 428. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Thank God we can go to him and leave our burdens there.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there, redeemed. Oh!
Jesus is there, redeemed.
Glory to Almighty God.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to you with thanksgiving in our hearts.
Amen.
And we kneel to you as humbly as we know how.
Amen.
As the song poet says, burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Amen.
Jesus is very near. Father God, we thank you for what you've done for us just today only.
Amen.
You've allowed us to awaken this morning, Father God. You've awakened us in our right minds to Heavenly Father. You've given us a reasonable portion of health to Heavenly Father. You gave us traveling mercies over the highways to get here, Father God. Safely to Heavenly Father. You've protected us from dangers seen and unseen to Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Father God, you put us here and you ask us to pray and you ask us to pray unceasingly.
Amen.
You tell us that you never grow weary of us coming to you.
Amen.
And we thank you for that.
Amen.
Why? Because we need thee every hour,
Amen.
Heavenly Father. We can do nothing without you.
Amen.
I'm so thankful that you've saved my soul.
Amen.
You've made me worthy to stand before your throne
Praise
and put our prayers at your knees, Heavenly
Amen.
Father. And we thank you for that. Father God, we thank you for protecting our dear Sister Carol, she had a fall not too long ago. But as it says in your word, you had a ram in the bush, to Heavenly Father. You had someone there to look after her, to Heavenly Father. You said to us that you'd never leave us nor forsake us, to Heavenly Father. You didn't leave Sister Carol, nor did you forsake Sister Carol. And we thank you for that. We ask your blessings on her brother, Heavenly Father, Frank, and his wife, Minnie, Heavenly Father, and their children, Father God. Sister Carol prays unceasingly for them every day, Heavenly Father, but we know she's particularly prays on our prayer service on Tuesdays, Heavenly Father. We hear her calling out those names, Father God. We thank you for what you've done for her. Heavenly Father, I heard Sister Holmes' voice on the phone today. She's thanking you for Sister Jenkins giving her the opportunity to listen to the service. She would be here if she could. She presses her way to be here, to Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing her in her 96th year of life, yes. Father God. She's told that she's been saved. You saved her soul for over 50 years, yes. Father God. And she still wants to go closer and closer to you, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that. We ask your continued blessings on her family, Heavenly Father, because they look out for her and take care of her. They have a schedule that they follow, Father God. There's always someone there to take care of dear Sister Holmes, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for that, and we praise your holy name for that, Father God. We ask your blessings upon Brother Byron and his family, the Heavenly Father. Didn't realize last week his car stalled out on him, but it didn't matter if I knew. It mattered that you knew, the Heavenly Father. You took care of him, the Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. He's praying for your guidance to look at maybe possibly getting another vehicle. I've gone through that process before, the Heavenly Father. I know how it works. You'll lead him and guide him in the way, yes. Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon his wife, Judy, Heavenly Father. As he said to us, she had to take some medication for her thyroid, but you put that in balance, Heavenly Father. She's feeling better. We thank you for that, Father God. Ask your blessings upon his son, Jacob, who I believe is deployed now, but it doesn't matter where he is. We know you're there as well, Heavenly Father. You've been blessing little Jacob since he's been in the service, and we thank you for what you're doing for him. Father God, we also ask your blessings upon his daughter, Madeline, down in Atlanta, Georgia, to Heavenly Father. Haven't heard any more about any accidents, so you're taking care of her as well. We thank you for what you're doing for him as well, for her as well, Father God. Ask your blessings upon Sister Smith, Heavenly Father, and her family. As she would always say, bless the children from the youngest to the oldest, Heavenly Father. She's still asking you to do that. We're wondering where our children are, Heavenly Father. We just missed them now for the second week, and we just pray that you'll bring them to us, Heavenly Father, as quickly as possible in your own time. We can't rush you, Father God. We can't rush you, but we ask your blessings upon them. We thank you for what you're doing for Brother Sanny and his family. It was so good to see him the few weeks that he did come, Heavenly Father. We missed him even when he is not here. We ask your blessings upon his body, Heavenly Father. We know he was paining in his body. We ask your healing power rain down on him, Heavenly Father. His daughters, Karen, his daughter, Rose, and their families, the Heavenly Father. I believe they're listening today. If they're not, we ask your blessings upon them, regardless of whether or not they're listening, Father God. We ask your blessings upon Sister Toya, understanding that she is hospitalized, Father God, with COVID and pneumonia, the Heavenly Father. Those are pretty severe diseases, the Heavenly Father. We just ask your healing power for Sister Toya, the Heavenly Father. She has gone through this once before, I believe, and now she's in the hospital again. I saw Sister Lillian and Brother James Allen come in, the Heavenly Father. I thank you for blessing them to come to the house of the Lord today, the Heavenly Father. We praise your holy name. Brother James has a job, Heavenly Father. He's working for the Columbus City Schools. I remember him asking for prayer. You answered his prayer to Heavenly Father. He has a job that has benefits to Heavenly Father, job that pays regularly to Heavenly Father, job that has a pension system to Heavenly Father. You didn't give him just any old kind of job to Heavenly Father. You gave him a job, Father God, and we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. In your word, you speak about our body being your temple, Heavenly Father. Yeah. We have to keep that temple clean, Father God. Mr. Dalton spoke about that just this morning, Heavenly Father. He talked about the struggle that it had with cigarettes, to Heavenly Father. We know that you want a clean temple, Heavenly Father. We know that alcohol and tobacco will not give him a clean temple, Heavenly Father. He's speaking about blessings, and he's speaking about how he praises you, Heavenly Father. But we want him to surrender completely to Heavenly Father. Give his life to you, Heavenly Father. We want him to be saved, Heavenly Father. We want him to come to this altar and kneel down and just ask you to forgive all of his sins and transgressions, to Heavenly Father. We thank you for how you've blessed his premature daughter, Heavenly Father. She was born prematurely, but you kept her in this world, Heavenly Father. Tells us you have something for this little girl, Heavenly Father. You always do everything for a reason, Heavenly Father. Nothing is done haphazardly, Heavenly Father. We thank you for having Brother Mr. Dalton with us today, Father God. Ask your blessings upon Brother Levester, Heavenly Father. He asks your healing power on these individuals, because and I say healing power because these are sin sick souls, Heavenly Father. We're out there, individuals out there shooting 9-year-old children, Father God, going into schools with no other thought but to seek and to destroy. That is just like the devil, Father God. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that. Walking about seeking whom he may devour. That individual is devoured, Father God, because they committed that transgression. We ask your blessings. We ask you to get a hold of these people, Heavenly Father, because their souls and their hearts are dark, Heavenly Father. They're darker, Heavenly Father. They need to be in your marvelous light, Heavenly Father, but they're not. They're not, and we know that, Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings upon Brother Reggie, the Heavenly Father. Saw him come in this morning, the Heavenly Father. Pray for his wife, Nancy, as well, the Heavenly Father, that she'll come to you before it's everlasting too late. Save her soul as well. Mention Brother Levester. Thank you for what you're doing for his son, William, the Heavenly Father, who's traveling this entire country. Father God, you're speaking to us, the Heavenly Father, through these tornadoes, through these severe thunderstorms, these winds, the Heavenly Father. You're letting us know that I am, the Heavenly Father. You're letting us know that you are coming again soon and very soon, the Heavenly Father. You're letting us know this, Father God. Ask your blessings upon Sister Kiba. Heavenly Father, she lost an uncle in Texas. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless her as she's flying on a flight for the funeral, Father God. We ask your blessings upon her son and daughter, the Heavenly Father. She has a son and a daughter. We ask your blessings on those two individuals as well, the Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon Sister Melita, who's in our media room, the Heavenly Father. I think every Sunday, amen, she makes it possible that we can have another avenue to reach souls, amen, Heavenly Father. Sometimes those individuals are not in our communities, Heavenly Father, but your word reaches all, Heavenly Father. As the word says, my word is known to all man, Heavenly Father. There's always a way that your word is out, and as the word says, it does not return to him void, Heavenly Father. We thank you for Sister Melita and what she does. Ask your blessings upon her husband, Joby, Heavenly Father. Ask you to save his soul, Father God. Her daughter, Jasmine, is not feeling well today, so we ask that you bless her, Heavenly Father, that she can be back in the service on next week, if it is your will, Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon Sister Regina, Heavenly Father. I mention her because there are a lot of appointments, to Heavenly Father, particularly with the eyes, Father God. We know Sister Blake had some issues with her eyes for over a year, Heavenly Father. Now we see other saints are having some issues. But, oh, God, here we go again. Sister Carol said her vision was 20/20, Heavenly Father. 91 years of age, her vision 20/20. Here I am, only 70 years of age, and I have four eyes, Heavenly Father, and it's not 2020. But I thank you for all that you do, Father God. Saw the Beltons come in this morning, to Heavenly Father. Sister Maria, Brother DeAndre, little Liam, little Tatum, to Heavenly Father. We know that Sister Maria's with child, Heavenly Father. We ask your blessings that you shepherd that process. Shepherd that process, to Heavenly Father. Same for Sister Chanel and Brother Brandon. They're expecting a child as well. We ask your blessings upon them, to Heavenly Father. I want to ask your blessings upon Sister Blake, to Heavenly Father. She's going to give her exhortations, to Heavenly Father. She's an assistant to the pastor, to Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing for her, Father God. They were down there. I walked down this morning to give her the name of the police officer that we have. Didn't matter the children were there or not. I heard them talking about your word, Heavenly Father. Some individuals, when kids are not in the room or when kids are not there, they just say, I have a day off. Those sisters, Sister Jenkins, Sister Millicent, Sister Blake, they were still speaking your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. They were still letting, they were teaching each other, as Sister Jenkins just said. They never tire of your word, Father God. They never get tired of your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. I want to ask your blessings for Brother Robert, Heavenly Father. I see him, Father God. I ask your blessings upon his wife, Rose, Heavenly Father, his three daughters, Father God, his in-laws, particularly his mother-in-law, Heavenly Father. He said to us before that he doesn't think that they're going to church anywhere, Heavenly Father. We know forsake not the assembling of yourselves, particularly as we see the last days approaching, Heavenly Father. We need to get closer and closer to you, Father God. And we can only do that by getting in your word, to Heavenly Father, by coming to church, to Heavenly Father, coming to Sunday school, Father God. Ask your blessings upon Brother Tony. Saw him come in this morning, Heavenly Father. Always like when that brother says, thank the Lord for another beautiful day, Heavenly Father. We just thank the Lord for another day. I'm thanking the Lord just for another day, Heavenly Father. I want to circle back and ask your blessings upon Brother Mr. Dalton again. He also suffered the loss of an uncle as well. Ask your blessings upon him as he goes through the grieving process, Heavenly Father. And that brings to mind Brother PJ, Heavenly Father, Brother PJ Jr. Haven't seen that brother for a few Sundays now. We know he's had some issues with the loss of his dad. We know he's had some personal issues, Heavenly Father. We're asking, we don't need to know what they are. It's none of our business, Heavenly Father. But we just thank Almighty God, you know what the issues are, Heavenly Father. You know what he's going through. You know what he needs. You can provide what this brother needs, Heavenly Father. Just have to ask him to give it to you. Just give it to you, Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon Sister Lauren, Heavenly Father. We had no children to shepherd today, Father God, and we missed that, Heavenly Father, but we're here. We're here by your grace and by your mercy, and we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. Saw Brother Joseph. I believe Brother Joseph came in today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that, Brother, Heavenly Father. Heard about his prayer, the Heavenly Father. Heard of he gave a closing prayer a few Sundays ago. Listen to that intently and carefully, the Heavenly Father. He made sure you were in the center of that, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. Heavenly Father, I thank you for seeing Brother Willis today, the Heavenly Father. He was in Sunday school, Heavenly Father, participating in Sunday school. He knows your word. He knows your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for that. Heavenly Father, we don't see Sister India, little Infinity, yet today, Heavenly Father. We pray that by the grace of God, they will get here at some point today. We miss them when they're not here. We miss all the saints when they're not here, Heavenly Father. I ask your blessings for Sister Sanders down in Florida, Heavenly Father, Sister Amy, Sister Teresa and their family, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father. Even though they're over 1,000 miles away from us, they're still close to us, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah. You make them close to us, and we thank you for that. Father God, I ask your blessings upon Sister Webb, the Heavenly Father. She's going to go to the doctor, I believe, tomorrow, have her staples removed, the Heavenly Father. You blessed her.
Yes.
You blessed her, the Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
I can remember listening to her strong voice on Wednesdays, the Heavenly Father. The last two Wednesdays or last three Wednesdays, Father God, you've blessed her. Her voice is strong, the Heavenly Father. She's not forgotten you, the Heavenly Father.
Praise
we thank
God.
You for that and praise your holy name for what you've done for this dear, dear sister, the Heavenly Father. We thank you for all that you do, the Heavenly Father. And now we're getting prepared, our hearts and mine, as Brother Byrene spoke at the food pantry just a week or so ago, readiness of mind, Heavenly Father. Give us a ready mind and an open heart, because our dear Pastor Jenkins, Minister Jenkins, is going to bring that to us in just a little bit, Heavenly Father. We just thank you for your word. We need your word, Heavenly Father. That's our sword. That's our protection, Heavenly Father. We've talked so much about the whole armor of God, Heavenly Father, and we have to be saved in order to have that armor, Heavenly Father. Not anyone can put on that armor, Heavenly Father, and we need that whole armor. As the word says, put on the whole armor of God. Why? To stand against the wiles of the devil, Heavenly Father. We have an enemy, Father God. We are in warfare, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Christians, saved Christians are under attack, dear Heavenly Father, every single day.
Yes.
That's why we need you, dear Heavenly Father. We ask your blessing. Just think, Brother Byrene talked to us about a man who walked into a bank. You're only supposed to walk into a bank to get a check cash or to get some money. You don't walk into a bank to start cussing. You don't walk into a bank, as the word says, with corrupt communication, dear Heavenly Father. There's a reason that you go to the bank. But oh, thank Almighty God, he gave Brother Byrene an opportunity to use his sword, dear Heavenly Father, his word of God. And what did it do? It quieted down, dear Heavenly Father. Settled it, dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you for that opportunity that you gave Brother Byrene to speak to that individual, to Heavenly Father. All of us have had that opportunity at one time or another, and if we have not, we're going to get that opportunity at one time or another. We have to remember, dear Heavenly Father, we are your disciples, dear Heavenly Father. We are here to spread what? The good news, Father God, and we thank you for that. Father God, I also want to mention Sister Millicent, our devotional leader, Heavenly Father, the songs that you bring to her, the hymns that you bring to her. There's always a message, Heavenly Father, that you give in those hymns, and we thank you for that, Father God. We praise your holy name, Heavenly Father. You always bring to my mind Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Yes.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Yes.
Fear God and keep my commandments. Why? For that is the whole duty of man, Heavenly Father. We have a duty. We are duty bound, dear Heavenly Father, to obey your holy word, Father God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to be in front of the saints today. At one point, I was not worthy to be in front of the saints. My heart was too dark. I was a wretched sinner, Heavenly Father. But what did you do? You saved my only soul. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his only soul, Heavenly Father? I ask that you keep us in your care. I ask you keep us in your blessings. I ask you keep us in the grace and the mercy that we need from you, Heavenly Father. Make me a blessing. Mold my heart into what you want me to be. Keep us all in your will. And we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and glory that you so deserve. Keep us having the courage to stand in the faith. And
praise.
I say amen to your will.
Amen.
And amen to your will.
Amen. Praise. two messages. Praise God.
Amen.
Very nice. Praise God. Praise our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God for the spirit of prayer.
Nice.
Amen. My Lord, my Lord. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Just thinking as brother was praying and talking about the God work through Brother Byron, about the man in the bank. Just thinking how the power that God used in power that God put in Brother Byron to quench the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
I'm before you to lift the morning offering. This is the first Sunday of the month. Today is April 2nd. I know the bulletin says the 9th, but it's actually the 2nd. That's all right. It's all right. The Lord is shortening the days, but it's the 2nd. Since this is the first Sunday of the month, the special offering for today is for benevolence. And as we file by the plates, we may place that offering in the center plate, and we may place our tithes and offerings on the plates on either side. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the prayers, dear God, that have ascended to your throne this day. We thank you, Lord, for each request, dear Father, each petition, dear God, Lord, even as we send up our incense, our prayers, our petitions to thee, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you hear, dear God. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, bless us, Lord, even in giving. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of serving you in this way, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of obeying your word in this way, dear Father, as well. And we pray, dear God, that you would receive our offerings, dear God, and that you would use them to your glory and to your honor, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each gift and each giver, dear Father. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, not only to use, Lord, these monetary gifts, Lord, but, Lord, even our very lives, dear God. Lord, that you would direct us, dear Father, in everything that you would have us to do, dear God. Lord, we realize, Lord, that even our salvation, dear God, is a gift by grace, dear God.
And
Lord, no matter what we bring and put in this place or plate, dear Lord, we can never repay, Lord. Lord, this great gift, Father, that we have been given. But we thank you, Lord, that we can obey you. And Lord, and in obeying you, dear Father, we know, Lord, that it is necessary, dear God, for us to bring in our tithes and offerings to you, dear Father. Lord, not trying to buy our way, dear God, into your kingdom, dear Father, but Lord, that Lord, this, Lord, with which you have already blessed us, dear God, Lord, might be used that other souls might be blessed. So have your way, dear God, and Lord, we pray, Lord, for your direction, even in the use, Lord, of these tithes and offerings. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to bless us, dear Father. And Lord, even as Brother Maurice was praying, Lord, for Brother Joseph, Lord, you brought to my heart, dear God, to pray. Lord, we're praying, Lord, for his family in Haiti.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless his companion there, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Remember his children in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would keep them safe, dear God. Keep them, Lord, from harm. Keep them from danger, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would provide, Lord, for their needs, dear God. Lord, remember the children in the orphanage there, dear God. Lord, we know, Lord, that they're on Brother Joseph's heart, dear God. And Father, we're, Lord, they're on our heart too, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, that you would send a special blessing, Lord, even this day, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would be with them. Comfort their hearts, dear God. Help them to know, dear God, that there are saints who are here who are praying for them, dear God. And praying, Lord, that you would touch, Lord. Lord, we can't get there, Lord, but you are already there, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep them, Lord, under your protection and your all-seeing eye. Now bless, dear God, Lord, even as we bring these tithes and offerings into your storehouse, and Lord, we pray that you would multiply them as only you can, dear God. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine. Lord, all the glory and praise is already thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a force of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descend, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Watching and waiting,
praise God,
looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song,
praise God.
Perfect submission, all is at rest.
Perfect.
When we've got it settled in the Lord,
amen.
When we have totally submitted to God,
amen,
then all is at rest.
Yeah.
There's no struggle.
No.
We're not trying to get as close to sin as possible.
Amen.
No. All is at rest. This is I in my Savior am happy and blessed. And when that is the case, then we're watching and waiting.
Looking above.
Amen. Amen. Because we're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready. Readiness of mind, readiness of heart. We're ready. Amen. Filled with his goodness, lost in his love. Amen. That has to be your story and your song. Amen. In order to be ready when he comes. Thank the Lord. Watching and waiting, looking above. Not a fearful dread, but looking in hope.
Amen.
Amen. Watching and waiting. Amen. Thank God for his goodness to us.
Amen.
Shall we stand for a word of prayer?
Praise our God.
Amen. Dear God, our Heavenly Father,
amen.
Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for, Lord, being able to worship you in spirit and in truth.
Praise God.
We thank you, dear God, for we know, Lord, your word says that's who you're seeking to worship you. The Lord seeketh such to worship him, dear God.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this privilege, dear God.
Amen.
And, Lord, we pray, dear Father, even in the continuance of this service, Lord, that your anointing would be upon your word, your precious word, dear God, which we know is life to us. We know that your word is a sword, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would, Lord, plant your word in our hearts, dear Father. We pray, Lord, that your spirit would pour out your word, dear Father, upon our souls and our minds and our hearts, Lord, that we might know, dear God, how to live for you in this life in order to be ready, Lord, for the life that is to come. We ask, Lord, your anointing on our pastor, Pastor Jenkins, Lord, give her power from on high, dear God, to proclaim your eternal word, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would, Lord, feed us, dear God, Lord, with, dear Father, this word, Lord, that we're able, dear God, to be nourished up in thee, dear God, that we can stand, dear Father. Stand on your word, dear God. Believe it, dear God. Live it, dear Father. Lord, and tell it to someone else. Have your way, dear God, in the furthers of this service. And Lord, if there are those, Lord, who are not saved, Father, we pray, Lord, that your spirit would speak through your word to hearts, Lord. Your rod and your staff, dear God, let it go forth, Lord, as touching hearts and minds and souls, dear God, Lord, that they might be converted, dear God, and be saved, Lord, throughout all of eternity. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake. Truly, we thank God for you and thank God for this congregation. Thank God to see many out today and thank God for blessing us. Amen. Thank God for blessing Brother Maurice's beautiful prayer the Lord gave you. I was thinking Brother Carey covered two messages in one prayer. He said, courage to stand firm in the Lord. Amen. Or stand firm in the faith. So, you know, our one message not too long ago was on courage. And our messages these last few Sundays have been on standing firm in the faith. I trust you have your Bibles with you and something to write with. So you can write down the scriptures as we go along. Truly thanking God for the privilege of being able to read and study his word and to live by his word. Amen. Because we're living in a time where people cannot commit to things, but thank God we are committed to the things of Almighty God. And we love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, and soul, and want to do what God's will is for our lives. Amen. In our hearing, we read 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 through 7. We would like to go back again to verse 7 to get the subject the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you today. As we said, it's a continuation of the last two Sundays, but we thank the Lord. You know, some would say, as we've said before, that God's word is a rerun, but that's all right. Because every time I get into the word of God and reread scriptures, as we were reading even this morning, back in the Old Testament concerning the plagues, I learned something new today. As we were down studying with the saints and the sisters were down there and there was one understanding I had, another understanding they had, but we sat down and we reasoned together and the Lord blessed and we were able to get the understanding the Lord wanted us to have. Amen.
praise our God. So, you know, none of us are exempt from learning more and more each and every day, because God has so much in the Word for us to learn. I don't know it all. No one knows it all. But we're striving to make sure that we are making our peace, calling, and election sure with God, knowing His Word, reading it and studying it and abiding by it and hiding it away in our hearts that we might not sin against Him. Amen? Verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 5. Lord bless. For we walk by faith, not by sight. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, standing firm in the faith. Standing firm in the faith. Saints of God, as we learned over the past two Sundays, our Christian walk is a life of spiritual battle. Our faith in God must be strengthened so that we might be able to stand in these evil days that are upon us. Every day, our faith in God is being tested on every hand. As I was listening to Brother Maurice and the prayer that the Spirit of the Lord gave him, he was saying these very same words, that we are tested every single day of our lives, saints of God. The enemy is after us. He's coming after us from doubts and fears and anxiety and even the unknown. We don't even know what's going to happen. But let us rest assured that Jesus Christ is our strength from day to day. And He helps us to get through the challenges that you and I are facing in this life. James 1, verse 2 says to you and I, he says, my brethren, he said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Oh, diverse temptations are various. They're different temptations. They're temptations that you didn't see coming. They're things that happened that you didn't see coming. But he said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Saints of God, there are sometimes you've got to go through something so that our patience, our trying of our faith will work patience in us, meaning that we will be able to wait on God because we know that our God is a right on time God. He's never late to a situation. He's never early to a situation, but he's right on time all the time. He said, knowing this, that the trying of our faith worketh patience. You see, many of our trials and many of our tribulations come from us living in this fallen world that's been overcome by the sin of mankind. Saints of God, we ought to not be surprised at what we are seeing happening in our land right now. We ought not to be surprised that someone would walk into a Christian school and gun down six souls. We ought not to be surprised when we hear of the wickedness that's going on in high places, in our government, in our police departments, in our townships, in our boardrooms, in our schoolhouses. We are told in 2 Timothy these words. Turn with me there for a moment. In 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and verse 13 says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Oh, saints, we're in that time right now that evil men are waxing worse and worse and worse. They're deceiving and being deceived. But look at what the Lord tells us in verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Although evil men are waxing worse, evil men are doing all kinds of things in this world today. You and I are to continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Oh, that's for us, saints of God. That's for us to continue on and hold fast to the things of Almighty God. Don't allow the evilness of this world to get us to step away from standing firm in our faith with Almighty God. You see, our times are producing Christians right now that are weak in their faith. Many are not committed to the things of God. You see, there's not enough true God-believing or God-fearing believers in our world today to stand against the evil tide that is coming in.
The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14, he said, if my people, he said, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. You see, God here is saying, he said, my people who are under the name of Christ Jesus, God is saying, I am asking you to humble yourselves by looking outside and seeing a world that needs attention, a world that needs to be saved. You see, saints of God, it takes a humble heart to find the necessity to pray for those who are lost. It takes a humble heart to be able to say, Lord, I know that this one over here is suffering in sin. I need to pray for them. I need to humble myself. I need to fast. I need to come before you, Lord God, because I know these ones need you, dear Heavenly Father. You see, praying should be one of the parts of our daily lives, saints of God. We ought to be praying to God all times of the day. Brother mentioned it in his prayer this morning. We are to pray without ceasing, the word of God said. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, how can I pray when I'm on my job? You can be whispering a prayer under your breath. You can be thanking God under your breath. You don't have to go down on your knees and begin to pray that way. You can be standing and praying to Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Even when you're driving in your vehicle, how many are praying to Almighty God? I know when I'm driving, I'm praying, I'm thanking the Lord that he's keeping me from all hurt, harm, and danger and accidents. I see oftentimes on the freeway, I've shared with Brother Byree, I've seen him going by. I recognize the truck as he's going by, and I lift up and I said, Lord, bless my dear brother. He's not only my brother in the Lord, but he's also my literal brother. I said, bless him, keep him safe, Lord God. Oh, I see the traffic. I see what's going on, and I see the things that are happening out on the freeway. You see where cars are running in and out and jumping in front of you, speeding across the freeway. You've got to pray to Almighty God at all times. Amen. Amen? Amen? Prayer is the power that we have to move mountains and also to expose the darkness with God's light to his eternal word. You see, when we go through a testing period in our walk with Almighty God, God will give us all that we need to stand firm in our faith. Do we believe that, saints of God? You know, Jude 3 says, beloved, he said, when I gave all diligence, oh, Jude is letting us know when he gave all thoroughness and all carefulness, he said to write to you. This is what he was saying there. He said to write unto you of the common salvation. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You see, Jude here was speaking of the common salvation. He said it was needful for him to write unto them, reminding his readers of the faith that had been handed down through the generations, meaning it was given to us through the apostles at one particular time in history. And it does not need any additions added to it because it stood back then and it will stand today. God said his word is forever settled in heaven. There's no changes that need to be made to God's eternal word. But when we submit to God's truth, when we submit to God's righteousness, and when we have on all the armor of God, we can stand firm in the storms of testing. We can develop a perseverance. We can develop character. We can develop hope in Almighty God. You see, God has provided the necessary armor for all of us to be able to withstand in these evil days. I truly want to thank the Lord, and I thank Brother Byree for how the Lord is using him. On this past Wednesday night in the Bible study, the Spirit of the Lord used our dear brother in a mighty way to teach us the truth of God's word. You see, the truth is the only thing that is going to stand the test of time. Truth never changes. All those who wrote the Bible were told, were inspired by God to do so. The Bible is not just a book that you and I just read and then we forget about. You hear people say, well, I've read through the Bible 3 or 4 times. And how many times I was speaking with someone and they asked me, how many times had I read through the Bible? And I said, I haven't. They said, oh, you haven't. Why not? I haven't felt the need to read through all of it like that. God hasn't given it to me to do it. If he does, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. That's not what the Spirit is saying. But the Spirit of the Lord has not given me, the notion to sit down and just read through the whole entire Bible. But what the Spirit has given me is individual scriptures and individual things and circumstances and situations where God will have me to search the scriptures. For in them you think ye have eternal life, they are they which testify of me. He also had me to study, to show myself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. He said, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what God will have for me to do. He may have you go through and read from Genesis to Revelation. However, that's not how God has given it to me. But oh, we can go through the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And in one message, God can bring each scripture out to us because there are things in Genesis that God has left on record even in the New Testament. Praise our God. You see, all those who wrote the Bible, we are told were inspired by God to do so. The Bible is not just a book, as we said, that you just read and then you forget about what you've read. But it has transforming powers. You see, 2 Peter 1, verse 20 says this. It says, knowing this, that no prophecy of the scripture, praise our God, is of any private interpretation. You see, this is not private interpretation of Paul. It's not private interpretation of Moses, not private interpretation of John or Elijah or any of them. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake, and they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Praise our God. Also in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, we are told all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. Oh, my. Yeah. For reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. He went on to say that the man of God may be perfect. God wants you and I to be complete. He wants us to be complete in our walk with him. He said that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Praise our God. You see, holy men of God were transformed by the power of God. And so are you and I. We are transformed by God's power and his word for us to be able to live the life that you and I are living today. You see, the purpose of the Bible is given to give us instruction for our Christian living. And when we are given those instructions, we're able to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. The Bible also equips you and I to serve God and to make us complete in Almighty God. We can depend on God's word. Why? Because we know God's word is true. Jesus said these words in John the 17th chapter. He asked his Father to set his disciples apart. He said, from the world, by the word of God. His prayer was that they might live their lives against the backdrop of the scriptures and that they might live their lives pleasing to Almighty God. Look at what he says in verse 17 of John 17. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. He said, thy word is truth. He said, as thou hast sent me into the world. He said, even so have I also sent them into the world. He said, and for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Are you sanctified through the truth this afternoon? Praise our God. You see, saints of God, the Lord hasn't changed. He still intends for his people to live clean and holy and separate lives unto him. Do we believe that this afternoon? That our God expects you and I to live a holy and righteous life. He expects us to live our lives according to the word of God. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, this is my body. I can do what I want. No. If you say you serve Almighty God, you understand that your body is not the temple. Your body is the temple of God. Excuse me. You understand what you must do and how you stand for Almighty God.
Look at what it says in 2 Corinthians. Praise our Lord. Oh, God has left it on record for you and I to be able to read the word of God and to go in to know that who we are and what we are to Almighty God and how God expects us to live our lives in this world, how he expects us to reverence him, how he expects us to, in this body, in this temple in which we are in, how we are to use it to God's glory and to God's honor. Let me find that scripture here. He says there in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, he says these words, starting there with verse 17. He said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He tells us to flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Oh, does our world need to know this, saints, today?
Yeah.
Look at all the fornication going on in the land right now. But look at what he said. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you? Do we believe that we have a divine owner? Do we believe that God is the divine ownership of this body that now we are living for Almighty God? He said, and you are not your own. See, we are owned by Almighty God. How is that, Sister Renee? Because we were bought with a price, the Bible tells us. He says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. You see, when you live for the Lord, you don't want to put on any old thing on this body. You don't want to gun it down with all the world's jewelries and all the things that are going on. We want to live a righteous and sober life for Almighty God. He tells us in another passage of scripture, he beautifies the meek with salvation. And we've said it before many times. The Holy Spirit has given it to us. God doesn't want us to be beautified with the man, with man's beautification, but he beautifies his people with salvation. Praise our God. You see, the purity that the Lord desires is not a purity that's based on the opinions and rules of mankind, but rather it's a righteousness based squarely on God's eternal word. His word is true, and it is divinely inspired by the Bible. We find that the key to living a holy and righteous life in the midst of a corrupt world, when we get into the word of God, we can live for Almighty God. Have you found that to be so in your walk with God? Have you found when you've gotten into the word of God, you began to eat and to drink all the riches that God has in the word of God, you are able to live a better life for Almighty God. You see, God's desire for our lives is summed up in Philippians, the 2nd chapter. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what it says there in that 15th verse of Philippians 2. He said that ye may be blameless. Oh, saints of God, this is how we ought to be. We've got to be blameless in our walk. I know many will walk around and they'll say, well, no one is perfect. Oh, but the perfection God is talking about is perfect love in Almighty God. Yes, all of us have had erasers on a pencil and we may have to erase something out. We may jot down a figure wrong, but that is not the perfection the word of God is talking about. That is not the blameless he's speaking about. He said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God. He went on to say, without rebuke, meaning you have no reproach whatsoever. No one now that you are saved can lay anything to your charge. They may say, well, you know, back in the day you used to do such and such. Oh, but I'm not living back in the day. I'm living for God right now. He said, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. See, God wants us to live this way in the midst of all the things that are going on in our world today, saints of God. He said, among ye, shine as light in the world. We are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Let your light so shine before mankind that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That's what God wants from you and I. That's what God got from Brother Byron in the bank. His light was shining. And when he spoke words of wisdom.
when he was there, he didn't have to get in a brawl with the man. He didn't have to yell and loud talk the man. All he had to do, as he said, he was standing there praying to Almighty God. And then when the man got in his conversation, you see how God opens that teachable moment door. God will open it up and allow you to walk in, but only walk in and do what God says for you to do. You don't need to go further than what God says. Praise our God. He went on to say there in verse 16, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Oh, thanks to God, that's what it's all about, making sure that we're holding forth the word of life, that we may rejoice in the day of Christ. Praise our God. And then in the third John, verse 4, he said, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. You see, his brother spoke to us about the purpose of the armor on Wednesday night. I know we have heard a lot about armor. However, it's important for us to know its purpose. Praise our God. You see, many professed Christians are failing in their walk. And all of it is because they do not have on the full armor of God. I believe I remember in one of our Bible study classes, Brother Maurice spoke. He said, put on the armor and don't take it off. I'm not sure if those were the exact words, but it was similar to that. That brother told us in that. I'll never forget. He was sitting there, and when he started out, he said, we're to put it on and not to take it off. Why? Because it was a divine purpose when what God gave us for the armor. God gave us that armor for a reason. And we have to put on the full armor of God, which gives us divine power to overcome the enemy of our souls. Many are not able to stand firm in their faith because they lack the armor that's needed to be faithful. What do you say? And Sister Renee, that armor is the shield of faith, along with all the other pieces. Paul says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. You see, without having on the shield of faith, you're not able to stand against Satan's attack. But when you have on the shield of faith and Satan begins to attack, he comes in with doubts and all the things that he brings in. The shield of faith will rise up against it. The shield of faith is able to withstand all the blows that Satan is going to throw at you. How many have found that to be so? There are times when the enemy will come in. The enemy will come in various ways. You'll have this happen on this end, this happening over here, this happening over there. Oh, but he said in the word of God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Oh, I found it to be so, saints of God. I praise God and I thank God. I shared with Sister Millicent the other day in our weekly messages that have been going out this week. We're in a series on careful obedience. And I shared with Sister Millicent, I had a situation I had to deal with, a personal situation for the family. And I had to deal with someone. And I knew that the Lord was speaking to me through the messages he was giving me. And I told her when I was working on that message, I knew it was the Lord working on me to make sure I stayed obedient to God's word. Make sure that I didn't step out of the realm of Almighty God to try to solve an issue, but to allow God to work through me, to allow God to solve that issue, because I knew what I was dealing with and what I was going up against. But I thank God I began to pray, and I asked God because I knew what I had to deal with, and oh, God worked it out. Because, see, you know, thanks to God, sometimes we can sit around, well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. No, don't premeditate anything. Allow the Lord to work it out, and God can work it out to God's glory and God's honor, and you can still be saved. Amen? Praise our God. Praise our God. That's why we got to have on the shield of faith. You have to have the shield of faith to be able to stand up against the enemy of our soul. We are told in Romans 14, verse 23 in part, he said, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Sister mentioned it earlier, but she didn't know it was in the message. So let us shore up our faith in God. He has given us all that we need to do so. We must trust God and not allow the enemy of our souls to discourage us. You see, when temptations come, faith keeps us steadfast in following Jesus Christ. Have you found that to be so? You see, we can stand, withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy because we know whom we have believed. This faith is not something that comes from within, but it's a gift that God gives to you and I. Turn with me to Romans 12, verse 3. It lets us know that he gives each of us a measure of faith. As we walk with him, that faith grows and develops until it becomes a shield protecting us and allowing us to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. You see, you don't have the same faith you had when you first started out with God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, you have to have grown in faith. Amen?
Amen?
You may not have had much faith when you started out, but now that you've been saved from a period of time, you have more faith in God. Amen? You've seen God work in mysterious ways. You've seen God do mysterious things, and you're able to stand on that faith. That's the measure of faith that God gives us. Look at what it says in Romans 12, verse 3. He said, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." Let us continue to grow in our faith. Let us continue to know that if we want a victorious life in Jesus Christ, we're going to have to stand firm in our faith with God. This was Paul's experience. Paul said these words in Galatians 2, verse 20. He said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I praise our God. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In this life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God." All thanks to God, we can't do it without God. We have to have the faith of God. And how do we have to have, why do we have to have the faith of God? Because we cannot live in this flesh without having the faith of God. We got to be like Paul says, "I am crucified." Paul was letting us know he was crucified with Christ. He had died to that old man. As Christ had to die for the sins of the world, we have to die for our sins. And we died with Jesus Christ. He went on to say, "Nevertheless, I live." He said, "Yet not I." See, we've got to be dead to sin in this world. You may say to me, "Well, Sister Renee, there's sin all around us." Yes, there is, but you don't have to participate in it. You don't have to be in all the sins that are going on in this world. Because Jesus said in the word of God, he said, if you die in your sins, he said, where I am, you cannot come. Don't let the enemy fool you and say, well, everybody sins. That's not according to God's word. He said, sin is a known transgression of the law of Almighty God. He said in the one scripture, whosoever committeth sin, he said, is a servant of sin. If you serve sin, that's what you're going to be, serving sin when Jesus comes back. If you believe in your heart and the devil has convinced you that you can't live a righteous and holy life in this present world, you're not going to be able to live for Almighty God. You're not going to be able to shed that old life and come to Christ Jesus with a new life. You're not going to be able to say that I live. Like Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." You're never going to be able to say that if you're still walking around with sin in your life. He went on to say, "In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Jesus came with a purpose. He came on a mission. He came with a reason, and that reason was to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to save men from their sins and not in them. Praise our God. He went on to say, "I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." My, my, my. See, our experience can be just like Paul's. As we use the shield of faith to turn aside everything Satan hurls at us. You see, many are finding themselves between two opinions. They desire to serve God, but they want to continue to dibble and dab a little bit in sin.
out there in the world. The prophet Elijah asked that question of the people. In 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, verse 21, he said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, he said, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. You see, everything that God does for his people, he does with a purpose in mind. As brother said, the purpose is for us to be able to withstand in the evil days. Brother said, for us to withstand these spiritual attacks, we must know how each piece is operating. Praise our God. Do we know that, saints of God? I know we went over it about maybe a year ago, I think it was, but we still have Brother Maurice and Brother Jackson coming up in May, Lord willing, and we'll probably go over some more of the armor again. Brother also tied it into this message here, standing firm in our faith. You see, as believers, standing firm in our faith means that we depend on God for all of our spiritual strength. When you're out there on your job, you're depending on Almighty God to keep you. I know, saints of God, I've worked out there in the world too. I may not have worked in some of the places where you're working, and I know that the devil will hurl things at you. I know there are some that are working in some situations. We know with Brother DeAndre, we've prayed for him when he was there in his job. We haven't heard a lot about that lately because we were praying earnestly for him. Where customers were coming up and just saying any old thing. But we thank God the saints of God got down to business and lifted Brother DeAndre up because we knew that God had given him that job. We knew that God had blessed him with it, and Brother DeAndre was able to go and still stand serving the Lord while customers were saying things to him. But he never once said one thing outside of the will of God. Amen. There are others in the congregation likewise that have worked in places where things were not ideal, but they still lived for the Lord. Do you believe we can live for the Lord when we're working in our workplaces? Do you believe we can live for the Lord living in our neighborhoods? Do you believe we can live for the Lord when we're out at the grocery store and everybody's fussing and arguing? Do you believe we can still live for the Lord when we're sitting on 270 and traffic is all backed up? Do you believe we can still live for the Lord? Amen? Oh, I believe we can. Oh, I believe because I do it every day. Amen? I live for the Lord because I want to make heaven my eternal home. Oh, not only me, but I'm trying to bring along as many as I can. I'm not boasting on myself because all of it is by the grace of Almighty God. It's by God's mercy and God's grace that I am what I am. Because God looked down one day and he saved my soul, and I thank God for it. I thank God for the messages that Elder Wilbur preached to us. We may not have wanted them. We may not have desired to sit up underneath them and hear them because Elder Wilbur preached the true word of God. There were times, and I can remember as a youngster in church, we used to have what they called youth fellowship, and we would come to youth fellowship, and I was not saved at that time. But, oh, did I have a mouth on me? And I can remember one time Elder Wilbur was there, and he was saying things about living right, about living for the Lord. And I said, well, nobody can do that. You don't expect people to live like that. Oh, but now I'm here today myself.
Praise our God.
Praise our God. You see how God can change you? You see how God can make you a vessel fit for the kingdom of God that he can use to his glory and honor? Back then, I didn't know what I was saying. I was running my mouth as a youth. But Pastor Wilbur stayed in the straight and narrow way. How many know what I'm talking about? He taught us the word of God. He even told us while he was there on his deathbed laying there. He said to us, you have received enough word that you should be able to stand. You shall be able to make it in. Why? Because Pastor Wilbur did all that the Lord had given him to do. He taught us the word of God. He taught us how to live as children of God. And all those that were underneath Pastor Wilbur, all of the deacon and deaconess alike, They all spoke the same thing. That's why the Bible says, how can two dwell together unless they speak the same thing, walk together unless they teach the same thing? We've got to teach and preach the same word of God. Brother can't preach one thing on Wednesday and I preach something else on Sunday morning. Sister can't teach down in Sunday school one thing. Brother Jackson can't teach one thing in Sunday school. And then I get in the pulpit and teach something totally different. But we all have got to teach the unadulterated word of God. Praise our God. We can't add to it, take away from it, but we've got to teach it as God has left it on record. Paul said, in season, out of season. You mean they want to hear when they don't want to hear? God expects you and I to teach the word of God. Look at what he says there. Turn to 2 Timothy 4. So I can show you what thus saith the Lord. Amen. And you can know it's coming from the word of God. Paul says to young Timothy, he gave this charge to him. Because Paul was there trying to teach him the word of God. Paul was giving him, he said, I charge thee. He said, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Oh, Paul was teaching him there. He was telling him about the second coming of Jesus Christ. But look at what he said to him. He said, preach the word. He told him, you be instant, in season. Oh, he just said out of season. He meant when they want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. You just preach the word of God. He said, reprove. He told him, rebuke. He told him to exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Oh, he went on and said, for the time will come. He said, when they will not endure sound doctrine. Paul was saying this to Timothy back then. And saints of God, we are seeing this happening right now. People don't want to endure sound doctrine. They want you to teach them itch things where they have itchy ears. They want to be taught things that are not of Almighty God. But look at what he went on. He said, but after their own lust, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. Oh, they want these teachers that will teach them about prosperity. They want them to tell them about all the blessings in the Bible. And there are many in the Bible that we are able to enjoy. But God wants the word of God to be taught so you'll know how to live for Almighty God before you die. He went on to say there, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. All the lies and false teaching is what is driving folks away from the truth of God's word. As Brother Maurice, I believe it was, or maybe it was Brother Byrene in our review this morning said, you know, truth is being taught here. You've heard truth, but someone over here is teaching something else that has your ears a little itchy, so you're going to go over there. If God sends you to truth, stay with truth. Truth is the only thing that's going to get you into the kingdom of God. He went on to say to him, he said, but watch thou in all things. Then he told him to endure. You see, Timothy needed to stand. He needed to tolerate. Just like I have to do today, I have to stand. I have to tolerate when there's empty pews. I've got to stand on God's eternal word. He said, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Just because folks don't show up to church, we still got to preach the word. Amen. Amen. God said, where two or three are gathered in his name, he'd be in the midst. Amen. Jesus is with us. Amen. We may have a few empty pews, but that's all right. Jesus is in the midst. Thank God for that. Amen. Oh, the crowd is not going to make it into the kingdom of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Our Bible warns us about that. Don't think there's going to be a crowd making it in. You see, he told us in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he said. People are looking for a crowd. You know, if they go places, they see a crowd of people, then they say, oh, well, you know, they must have it going on. No, a crowd is an indication that God's there.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, the only indication that God's there is when people are saved and living righteous and holy lives, and you hear it from them. Look at what it says in Isaiah, the 5th chapter, verse 14. It says these words. It said, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. You think about it. It said, hell has enlarged herself. There's nowhere in the Bible that says heaven has enlarged itself. But I know I read in the Bible where it says few there be that find it. But it said, therefore, hell has enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure. And their glory and their multitude and their pomp, meaning all of their showiness and everything they have. And he that rejoices shall descend into it. Oh, be careful when you think about a crowd. He said, a few there be that find it. There's not a lot of people going to heaven. Not everybody that's talking about heaven is going there. Amen. Praise our God. Many have changed to teach things so that they can get crowds and crowds of people. But people don't know how to live. People need to know how to live before they die. Praise our God. You see, when we hold fast to our beliefs and rely on God's strength, God's guidance, we can weather all the storms of life that the devil sends our way. And oh, when we weather those storms, saints of God, we can emerge stronger in the Lord. Amen? Praise our God, stronger in our faith. Yes, things are going to happen in life. They're going to challenge your faith and mine too. However, we must not waver in our belief with Almighty God. Praise our God. You see, when the waves of life hit us, let us remember what our Savior said in John 16:33. He has told us that in this world, he said, ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. You see, there is not one scripture in the Bible that tells us that if we follow Christ, everything is going to go smoothly in this life. Sometimes the challenges of life come to us in the form of temptation. The enemy knows exactly when to target us. That is when we're at our weakest moment. And he knows precisely what tempts us. Oh, he knew. He knows if you were tempted by cigarettes. He knows if you're tempted by liquor. He knows if you're tempted by lying. Oh, the enemy knows that. It may have been something that you did before you came to Almighty God. And so when now that you're serving the Lord, the enemy will try to tempt you with them things. Oh, but submit yourself to the Lord and resist the devil. Submit it unto Almighty God. Get it, put it in God's hands. Pray to Almighty God. You know, we used to have a brother. He's gone on with the Lord. And I remember when he first got saved, he was saying how he smoked and how he drank. And brother, he came to the altar and he prayed. And the brother that was there with him told him, pray and ask God to take the taste out of your mouth. Take the taste, the desire, and the want. See, that's what you got to pray and ask God. Mm-hmm. If you want that to go away, take that taste. Take that desire, Lord, away from me. If you were once a liar, you say, Lord, take away that desire to want to lie, desire to want to sin, desire to want to do those things that are not pleasing to you. You can ask God that. That's how this is how close we can be with Almighty God. That's what God allows us. When Jesus rent that veil and opened up that way, he made us kings and priests. We can come into Almighty God and we can get down that altar. He said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you might find grace and help in the time of need. You can come to Almighty God in the time of need and you can just lay it all out on the altar of sacrifice because you're talking to Almighty God. You don't have to worry about it being it in the inquirer or somewhere else, but you are talking to Almighty God. You are lifting up your voice to Almighty God and letting God know those things that are standing in your way. And I know that God will hear if you have an earnest heart and an earnest mind and an earnest soul that you're living for the Lord. Our God will hear and answer your prayers. Your God, our God didn't save us for us to fail. Praise our God. He never saved us and said, well, I want you to fail in your walk with me. No, that's why he gives us everything we need to be able to be successful in our Christian walk with him. Praise his name. Praise his name. Also, saints of God, there may be some challenges from our families. Our family members may challenge us. Jesus said in Matthew 10:36, and a man's foes shall be they of his own household. If you're saved, your spouse is not. They may do everything they can to challenge your walk with the Lord. May not want you to come to service half the time. May not want you to hang around with the saints of God. They may try to hinder you in every way they can. They may even speak evil about the things of Almighty God, even evil about the church. However, you must persevere on for the Lord. Amen. In the time of the early church, we see where there were those who followed Jesus, and they suffered great persecution. Even died for the cause of Jesus Christ. Why should we be exempt? Oh, Romans 8, verse 17 reminds us that since we are his children, we are God's heirs. And if we are to share in his glory, we are also going to share in his suffering. Do you believe that, saint? To believe the word of God. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, we've got to strive for truth in God over error from this whole evil world in which we are living right now. Error is so prevalent. Things are happening right now. People are in a state of confusion. People don't understand stuff. I've said to Brother Byron a couple times, I've said to him, we're living in a time right now where people don't understand about what it means to be saved, what it means, what salvation truly means, what it means to say, I'm committed to Almighty God. Do you understand what that means when you say, I'm committed to live for you? I'm committed to do your will, Lord. That means that you have severed all relationships with the enemy. That means you have set God as your focus, your desire each and every day, as brother was praying, when you get up, or I believe it was sister, but when you get up in the morning, your desire is Almighty God. Before you get out of the bed, you're thanking the Lord for allowing you to rise up. Before you even throw off the sheets or the cover, you're saying, thank you, Lord. You allow me to see the dawning of a new day. You are praising Almighty God throughout the day. When you get your paycheck, you don't struggle with paying your tithes. You say, Lord, thank you. You blessed me to be able to pay my tithes and to be able to have a roof over my head and to be able to have the things I have in this life. Thank you, Lord. I'm able to be able to provide for my children, shoes on their feet, clothes on their back, because you have ultimately supplied my every need that I need. How many know what I'm talking about? God has been so good to us. We have nothing to complain about. People are complaining all day long. People are complaining about the weather. They complain when it rains. They complain when it snows. They complain when the sun is shining. They complain when the wind's blowing. I think to myself, what is God thinking when we're sitting around just complaining all day long, when God has said, I've been so good to you? He will not withhold. The Bible tells us our Lord will not withhold any good thing from us. Praise our God. God has given us everything, saints of God, our heart's desire. We have been so blessed from Almighty God, yet and still many want to complain instead of give God the glory. Give God the honor. Oh, yes, we're all going through something. There's some in our congregation. They've gone through cancer. They've gone through many things. We have Sister Webb who's down right now, but she's praising Almighty God for God's goodness, for bringing her as far as God has brought her. We've had Brother Byron, Sister Smith, and others. God has brought us through. Sister Blake, when her eyes were bloodshot red, she still came to church, and she still praised God, even though some would have said, you should have stayed home. You shouldn't have come out. Oh, you don't want them to see you like that. I thank God I told her that she came out, because the next week I could see all that God did, and all to the glory of Almighty God. One week her eyes were bloodshot red, and then the following week her eyes were not, and I thank God for it. There were some Tuesdays we came in, saints of God, and we were praying for Sister Blake. We could see within her that all that was bothering her, but oh, she never lost her faith in God. How many know what I'm talking about? There are some that can testify to it. She still came to Tuesday prayer meeting. She still got down on her knees and prayed to Almighty God. How about us when we're going through something? Are we still able to praise God? Are we still able to lift him up when the doctor says you got 6 months to live? Can you still say, praise be to Almighty God? I've got it already. I am ready to go, Lord. If you call me home today, I'm ready to meet you in glory. Praise our God. Are you there yet? Praise our God. As brother said, we got to get there. But we don't know when this life is going to end. We don't know when it's going to be over. But let us stand firm in our faith, saints of God. Praise our God. Praise our God. We're not here to persuade men. We're here to please Almighty God and do the work for Almighty God. I was reading an article the other day about a woman. And this is the confusion, saints of God, that's going on in our land right now, where people don't know about God. There's a lot of pressure in our society to follow after man. And they're confused about what people are confused about, what they believe. And this woman, she's following after this new so-called QAnon religion or whatever it's called. And she's following after, and there's a queen, and they tell them what to do. Told her not to pay her rent, not to pay her utilities. Told her not to pay any of her stuff. And then she got evicted along with a minor child. And now she's wondering, because the same person that told her to do these things under this religion is now demanding from her money and various things while she is yet homeless, living in her car. That's confusion, saints of God. Confusion. And my Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. The Bible also tells us in Romans 13, verse 8, owe no man anything but love one, but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Paul was letting us know, as true believers of God, we shouldn't allow debt to remain out there. If you owe a bill, you ought to pay that bill. That's what God expects from his people. See, that's the difference between being saved and unsaved. You see, the enemy will have you to get on the phone and tell creditors, well, don't call my house and don't do. I've heard people do this. Call and tell them, don't call my house. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you and all these various things. That's not of God.
Amen.
As saints of God, we are instructed to pay our bills. You make a bill, you pay that bill. God will bless you richly. Amen. I found that to be so. Oh, I found that to be so. Love the Lord, as we say, then you'll do according to his word. That's how you're able to stand on firm in your faith. Also, brother mentioned this past Wednesday night that many are not close to God as they ought to be. Oh, I was listening intently because I shared with brother the next day. I told him, I said, I thank the Lord for using you. And I thank the Lord for the message he gave you on yesterday, which would have been Wednesday. I was texting him on that Thursday. I tried to do it around the time I figured he might have been eating lunch or something. But I let him know, because saints of God, I thank God when I can sit down and learn, too, at Jesus' feet. As brother was saying this morning when he came downstairs, we were down there studying the word. We didn't come here to play around, but we came here to hear the word of God and get instruction in righteousness. He said many are not committed or fully surrendered. And I'm finding that to be so. Many don't know the will of God for their lives. That's why they're not able to stand firm in their faith. You see, not having developed a relationship with Almighty God will keep you on the edge out there looking in all the time, trying to figure it out. But God wants you to come in. Jesus wants to sup with you. He wants you to come and bring everything to him. He tells us these words. Turn with me to Isaiah, the first chapter. And look at what he says there in the word of God. And he is not in no wise saying that he is overlooking sin. No, he says there in verse 16 of Isaiah 1, he said, wash you, make you clean. He said, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. He said, cease to do evil. He said, learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Then look what he said. He said, come now. Let us reason together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as God is able to save you, that your sins can be as white as snow. You think about it. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But look at what he said. If ye be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Are you willing and obedient to do what God has said in his word? That's how you can be what God would have you to be. Praise our God. I heard you, little Tatum. Amen. You know what the word of God says. And yes, you are going to be obedient to God's word. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Many feel keeping a relationship with God is not relevant anymore. I was reading the Pew Research Center article,
that was saying that people are abandoning, Christians are abandoning the Christianity, and they're running to all these other religions. Even the atheists are having increased. All kinds of different religions. See, we're living in the end time, saints. People no longer want to endure sound doctrine. They want to run after all the things that are going on. Many feel that they don't have to have a relationship with God. It's not reverent for their time. I'm busy. I don't have time for God. I've got a bucket list that I want to do. And I don't have time to be in church. I want to be out here on the mountainside. This is my bucket list. But if God would call you home, where will you spend eternity? God would call you home, where will you spend eternity? You see, as saints of God, we've got to hold fast the profession of our faith. We're told in Daniel 11, verse 32, he said, "And such as do wickedly," he said, "against the covenant shall be corrupt." You think about it. And there are many out there right now in our world that are doing wickedly. He said, "against the covenant." He said, "And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flattery. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits." Oh, my, my, my. You see, we're living in a wicked time right now. And people are corrupt, and they're living wicked lives. We're seeing it every day. You see, here Daniel is teaching us that the knowledge of God combined with the strength that comes from Almighty God is the most powerful, enduring force that we as believers have against the evil that's going on in our world today. And there is much evil, saints of God, that's going on. But we've got to stand firm in our faith, no matter what the enemy is doing. As true believers, when we see what is sacred to God being desecrated all around us, we've got to speak out. We can't sit back idly. Just like brother did there in the bank, we can't sit back idly. When an opportunity presents up, we must say to someone, we must preach them the truth and let them know that God is not going to hold you guiltless for saying what you said. You're going to have to suffer for those things that you're saying against God. You see, the only thing that's true and this truth is the truth of God's eternal word. Jesus said in John 8, verse 32, the truth is what makes us free. And the truth about Jesus Christ is found on every page of the word of God. And so when we get into the word of God, we'll know the truth of Almighty God and what God stands for. It's the gospel message that we are to preach. Paul says in 1 Corinthians these words, turn with me to 1 Corinthians 15. Oh, hang in there just a little bit more with me, saints. Hang in there. Because God has so much. The more I study on standing firm in our faith, there's so much in the word of God. We can't get it all at once. But we can get it as God gives it. He piecemeals it out to us. We'll just take it in whatever way God gives us. Amen? And we'll have to come back and get a little bit more. You may have to eat a little here, eat a little there. But God is able to feed us so that we'll be full and we'll understand the word of God. Look at what he says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. He said, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Oh, Paul was letting them know that when God reached down and he saved us, he lifted us out of a miry pit. We were all sinners. And what Paul was preaching was about how Jesus Christ died. He preached the gospel. He was our substitute. He substituted his life for you and I. He did no sin. And neither was guile found in his mouth. He went to the cross for you and I. He died so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise our God. Jesus is our rock. He is the rock of our salvation. And if we're standing firmly on the rock, we know that his word is truth. And his word is the truth that we've got to stand on. How many understand that this afternoon? Amen. That it is the truth of God's word that's going to get us in. You think about it. Turn to John 14. And I know we know this scripture well. Where Jesus has said in the word of God. He said, "I am the way." He said, "the truth and the life." He said, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me." My, my, my.
Oh, I've heard this word used many times recently. Oh, I'm struggling. I'm struggling in my faith. You see, when we're struggling in our faith, that's when Satan will whisper in your ear words that are contrary to the things of Almighty God. Satan will have you to think that this is the way that God would have you and say, well, I'm struggling in my faith, but are you doing all that God would have you to do so you don't have to struggle, so you don't have to sin, so you don't have to be out there in the world and doing things that are not right in the sight of Almighty God? Look at what 2 Chronicles 16:9 says in part. He says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro. He said, throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect. You see, when we stay with Almighty God, we can't drift out of the will of God. He said, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. Everything upon this earth is under the continuous eyes of Almighty God, especially those of us whose hearts are fixed, are perfect on him. Amen? Those of us whose hearts are perfect toward Almighty God. What he's saying here to you and I, my eyes are upon you in every special way. He's saying, I'm going to watch every move that you make, and I thank God he does. I'm going to hear every word that you speak, and I thank God that he does. And I ask that everything you do, he's saying to you and I, to be done in an attitude of perfect obedience, in an attitude of faith, in an attitude of commitment to me. Amen? Oh, saints of God, we've got to commit it all to Almighty God. See, what a mighty God we serve. Our God is able. When we commit everything to Almighty God, God can bring us through. You see, the same message that God gave to Abraham is the same message for you and I when he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. That is the same message for you and I today. Praise our God. Do we believe that we're able? Do you believe that God is able to keep us in this world? Do you believe that we're able to stand in the faith that we have? I said to Sister Millicent the other day, I was sharing with her, and the Lord brought it to me. I was calculating. I was looking at little Liam and Tatum's age, and I said, Lord, in 30 years, and this is all to the glory of God, if God allows this, contingent upon God, I said, in 30 years, little Liam will be 34 years old. And in 30 years, Tatum would be 35. And then I said, in 30 years, I would be 92. Now, it's up to the Lord. I shared this with Sister Maria, too. And then I was crying, and I was thanking the Lord. I said, Lord, there's a possibility I won't be around when my grandchildren get to these ages or even beyond that. If you allow me to see 92 years old, or they will be in the prime of their life. And I was praying, Lord, to save them. Praying so that they will make it into the kingdom of God. Knowing that I won't be here to be their spiritual leader. Knowing that I won't be here to pray for them and pray with them. But I was praying that God would save them and keep them and allow them to be able to be into the kingdom of God in heaven, that they will make it there. Always something to think about, saints of God. We're all getting older. Time goes on. And we're seeing where people are falling away. They're falling away in groves. They're just falling away from the things of Almighty God. We got to pray that these little ones will take up and run this race that God has set before us. That these little ones will hear the word of God and understand that the message of God is true. It's the same message over 2,000 years ago. That is the message today. It'll be the message tomorrow and the years after, if they're still here, if this world is still in place. But we've got to pray for our young people to come along and that they will hold that torch and run on for Almighty God. They will not get weary in well-doing, that they will stand firm in their faith. You see, as time goes on, people are getting further and further away from God. People are not being taught the truth of God's word. Even in some church of God, they're not being taught. Jesus asked a question in Luke 18:8. He said, when the Son of Man cometh, he said, shall he find our faith on earth? Will he find that we are going to be faithful to the end? Will he find us standing firm in our faith no matter what is happening all around us? You see, this past Tuesday at our prayer meeting, I thank God for the saints of God who are able to get out. The saints of God were truly praying for souls to be saved. And they were praying for the people of God to stand firm in their faith and commitment to the things of Almighty God. They were praying that we would shore up our walk with Almighty God, that we were anchored in the things of God. Oh, the prayers were bringing me to tears, saints of God. I didn't even offer up a prayer. The prayers were so beautiful. Many of them that were offered up, they were so pointed right to the point for you. You and I, even our souls, we come here to pray for the lost, but we're praying for ourselves also, that God would keep us standing firm in the faith of Almighty God. Not only are we praying for ourselves, we're praying for the entire congregation. Oh, saints of God, I want you to know those that are not here. Sister Smith, we're praying for your loved ones. Brother Byrie, we're praying for your loved ones. Brother Robert, we're praying for your loved ones. We're praying for nieces, nephews. We're praying for grandchildren. We're praying for all the saints and family of God. And we've reached out to others. We're praying for those that we once knew that stood for Almighty God and have walked away from the word of God. We're praying for their souls too. The saints of God are lifting souls up to Almighty God. They're lifting them up every Tuesday. Some fast and pray and are praying that God will save souls. We're praying for you, Mr. Dalton. We're praying for others, praying for the neighbors around this church and in this neighborhood that God will save souls and that souls will come to the house of God. The saints are anchored in the Lord. Oh, they move to tears. I'm telling you, saints. They are praying that we don't drift away from the things of God. That we're not going to be preoccupied like the people are in this world today. And have turned away from God. That's what the saints of God are praying about. Oh, praise our God. Oh, they love the Lord. And they love him with all their heart. And if you come and if you have an opportunity to be here on a Tuesday at 10:30, I ask you to come. And just Brother Joseph came one Tuesday. And he said he was blessed. He was glad he was here. He came and he heard the saints. The saints are praying for souls to be saved. We see the hour is at hand. We see the things that are happening in this life. And people need to be made free. But our world right now, all we hear, we've said this before, is people talking about their First and Second Amendment rights and how the source of true freedom is found, that they want their freedom to have, to carry arms and to bear arms and their freedom to say whatever they want. But I tell you, the source of freedom is found in knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Turn with me for a moment to John 8. And we'll go ahead and we'll close here and Lord willing to be able to come back and bring the rest. Because God has so much in this message, even a message about where Jesus told us about denying ourselves. But Lord willing, we'll bring it back if the Lord wills. But look at what Jesus says there in John. You see, we have so many that want to be free. And all the liberty. Oh, I want to carry my firearms. I want in the back of my truck and all these kind of things. But the freedom Jesus gives you is more than that. Amen? Praise our God. Look at what he says there in John 8. He says in verse 36, these words. He said, if the Son therefore shall make you free, he said, ye shall be free indeed. Oh, that's the kind of freedom I want. I want the freedom that blots out past sins and gives access to the tree of life, to a mansion that's been prepared for me by our Savior in heaven. That's the freedom I want. I want the freedom that has taken my sins away and has hidden them as the word of God has blotted them out as a thick cloud, my transgressions, and as a cloud by my sins returned unto God. For he said he has redeemed me. That's the freedom I want. Oh, you may say to me, well, what are you saying, Sister Renee? Because you know what? The word of God tells us God hasn't dealt with us concerning all of our transgressions against him. Oh, you may be saying, well, where is that? It's in the 103rd division of Psalms. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what he says there. He says in verse 8, I'll start there with verse 8. He said, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He said, he will not always chide. Oh, neither will he keep his anger. Oh, be careful. Don't think that God is always going to continue to keep just holding back and holding back. No. He went on to say in verse 10, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And thank God he hasn't. Amen. Because there's another scripture in the word of God said, who would be able to stand? So God hasn't dealt with us after our sins, but I thank God he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to make me free. Amen. Thank God that we can be free in Jesus. We don't have to worry about having freedom in this life. Because freedom in this life is not as free as everybody thinks it is. But in Jesus, he said, he whom the Son of Man set free, make free, he is free indeed. Are you free this afternoon? Are you standing firm in your faith? Are you standing on what thus saith the Lord, knowing that God is able to bring you through any situation that goes on in this life? No matter what the enemy throws our way, no matter what the enemy says, he said there in John 8:36, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. I think I'm reading the wrong one. I'm reading 6. Let me turn over to John 8. He said, if the Son of Man therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Praise our God. He said, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me. Because my word has no place in you. See, we got to make sure God's word has place in us. Amen, saints? No, he said, I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which ye have seen with your Father. Oh, speaking of those who are children of the devil, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. Amen. If you are Abraham's children, are you doing the work of Abraham? Are you doing the work that God has sent for us to do, saints of God? We have to stand firm in our faith. And if we don't stand firm in our faith, we're going to fall to everything that is going on in this life. Oh, I want the freedom that Jesus gives. I want to know that he will welcome me there. I do not want to be denied. Oh, praise our God. I want to see him in all of his glory. Amen. Let us continue to stand firm in our faith. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise
Him.
Amen. Praise our
Amen.
God.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. I want to see Him too.
Amen.
Bless
Amen.
The Lord. Standing firm in the faith. Not being weak in faith.
Amen.
Not having faith today, but not so much tomorrow. Standing firm in the faith. Now, this pastor was preaching, I was thinking about, you know, we overcome by our faith.
Amen.
She said, no matter what comes upon us in this life, we've got to stand firm
Amen.
In our faith.
Amen.
Now, I was looking at 1 John chapter 5. Just those first four verses.
Amen. Go right
ahead. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God.
Amen.
And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. So we can't say we love God, but we don't love the people of God. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
That's right.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
Amen.
And this is the victory
that overcometh the world, even our faith. Are you standing firm in the faith? Amen. That's the way we overcome the world.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The Evening Light, hymnal, number 239. Evening Light hymnal, number 239. Take my life and let it be. Amen. Number 239 in the Evening Light. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take the Lord. <Excuse me. coughs> Excuse me.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. I know some of you were praying.
Amen.
Take my life. Take my hands. Take my feet. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. The word of God says, how beautiful are the feet of those who carry the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. And if we're living according to God's word, then we are walking epistles. We are carrying the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Thank you. Take my voice and let me sing. Always only for my King. There was a question that was brought on Wednesday night regarding hearing or being in the store or being somewhere, and we know that music is piped in on the elevators and in the grocery stores and so on, things that don't edify God. It may be songs that the time that we were unsaved, we ate it up. We sang along with the radio. May have gone to the bar to karaoke night and been up there singing these same songs, but they don't edify God. And so that's what we crucify. That's what we hang on the cross, that we die to that when we serve, when we're serving God. Amen. Yeah, I thank God that question was brought on Wednesday night at the Bible study on the phone.
Amen. Amen.
Because it clarifies things. The Lord would not have us to be ignorant of what he requires for us and how we are to live.
Amen.
And this song is talking about total surrender to God.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord doesn't want us to know more words to the worldly songs than we do words to the songs of Zion.
Amen.
The Lord would not have it to be so in us, that he wants us to glorify him in all things. Amen. So when we this song says, take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Amen. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. And then this is where we pray when we lift the offering every Lord's Day. We pray that the Lord would receive the offering. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. It's not, well, Lord, you know I've been, you know, I know I need to put this in, but, you know, I've been saving up for a new cell phone, and I need that. So, Lord, you understand. No. When we give to the Lord and then stand firm on our faith, the Lord will provide. He will provide. Amen. We're not going to, God is not stingy toward us. Why should we be stingy toward God? He's able to pour out more of a blessing to us than we could ever even try to withhold from him. Praise our God. This is total surrender, giving up everything to the Lord, giving up all. You know, there's a song that we even sing, I believe it's in the evening light, called My Surrender. And that's what that's about. In order to stand firm in our faith, we have to give everything to God. And the Lord will give us courage. He will give us the strength to be able to stand. And so this song is even, the title of the song is even a surrender. Take my Lord, take my life. And let it be all these things that the song poet brings out. And if there's anything that you're holding back, anything that you're withholding, God knows. God knows if you could be doing more. Lord, God knows if you could be giving more of your time, of your talents, of your love. He knows.
He knows. He does.
Amen. And you can cry out to him. You can pray to him, Lord, I know, Lord, that I've not been doing all I could. I've not been studying all I could. I've not been giving all I could. Lord, I've not been meditating in your word all I could. Lord, I know there are times when I could be at service and I'm not there. Mm-hmm. Not for any good reason. But, Lord, I give you my time, my talent, all of it. That's what God seeks from us. If we're going to serve him, if we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth, it has to be with all of our being. Is there anyone, if there's anyone who has a need or anyone who just wants to pray to God and say, Lord, I want you to have all of me. Amen. You can come out at an altar of prayer. Amen. You can go to the prayer room. Someone will meet you there and pray with you. But just know that that's the only thing that will be accepted by God. The Lord doesn't want half of our heart. He wants all of our heart. Yeah. Amen. Amen. So we'll sing these last three verses.
Take my moment by day. Let's grace take my intellect and use every power thou shalt choose, every power as thou shalt choose. Take my will and make it thine.
Amen. That's asking for a blessing and making promise at the same time. Amen. Take myself, well, that fifth verse, take my heart, it is thy throne. It is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Is the Lord ruling in your heart? Is your heart his throne? And then that sixth verse, take myself and I will be ever only all for thee. Amen. Ever. That doesn't leave any room to step back or slide back, does it? Or even look back. Praise our God. Thank God for his message. Thank God that by his power we can live a life for him and him alone. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God for his word this day. Amen. Amen. I got my portion. I got mine. Amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your precious, precious word this day. We thank you, dear God, because we see, dear God, how imperative it is, Lord, for us to stand firm in faith. Lord, we cannot afford, dear God, to let up for a moment, dear God. Realizing, dear God, that the enemy would try to have us to compromise in some way, dear God. But, Lord, when we're fully surrendered to thee, dear God, Lord, when we have given up all to our Savior so dear, dear God, Father, and we're ready to stand firm, dear God, Lord, we know, Lord, that you will give us the power, dear Lord, Lord, to submit ourselves to thee, and then when we resist the enemy, he will flee from us. And so we thank you, Lord, for your precious, precious word, dear Father, knowing, Lord, dear God, that it is true, and it will keep us, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you remember, Lord, each heart, Lord, that heard your word this day. We pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, dear Father. Knowing, dear God, that it is the measure by which, Lord, we will be judged, dear God, in the last day. And so help us, dear Father, Lord, to consider your word. We pray, Lord, that you would give us understanding, Lord, where we lack it, dear God. Lord, that we might know, Lord, what your requirement is for each and every one of us, Lord, according to the scripture. Thank you, Lord, for touching and blessing and empowering Pastor Jenkins, Lord, to preach your eternal word, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to bless and be with her, dear Father, as she breaks the bread of life even to us. And, Lord, help us, Lord, to eat to the full, Lord, that we may be nourished up in thee, dear God, that we may be strong, dear Father. Lord, that we may be lacking nothing, dear God, in our obedience to thee. And truly, Lord, we give you glory and praise for it all. Lord, remember, Lord, the souls of those who heard this word today, dear God, who have not surrendered, dear God, who have not said, Lord, take my life and let it be. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, continue to preach to them, dear God, Lord, that they might take hold, dear Father, on eternal life, dear Father, while it is being held out to them, dear God. Have your way, dear Lord. Help us, Lord, to be examples of believers, dear God. Even help us, Lord. Use us, Lord, as vessels, dear Father, that we might help, Lord, to guide someone else to thee. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. And you may be seated. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Bless the Lord.
They don't have people in church.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Millicent. I was thinking as you said that people aren't taking their young people or their children. You know, first of all, the Word of God says train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart. And that's part of why we see the conditions that we see. And then I was thinking of Ecclesiastes, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, when the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And this is what we're seeing. And we're seeing young people stealing cars, and we're seeing them crashing cars, and we're seeing them killing, shooting, and so on. And the years have drawn nigh, well, even while they're still young. They're saying, I have no pleasure in them. There are some who are saying that, I'm not going to live to get old anyway. Why should I? You talk to them about getting an education, getting a job, and so on. They say, well, why should I do that? I'm going to die young anyway. That's them. Those are the evil days have already come for them. The years have already drawn nigh when they will say, I have no pleasure in these years in my life, and they expect to die young. They don't think about God because they've not been trained up. And so we see these situations now happening in this world. We have to pray for our young people. We thank God for those who do come here learning about God. But we see the effects of it happening. And I was just thinking as you were talking, there's so many things going on, but we pray for the politicians as well. We're praying for the governors. We're praying for the president. We're praying for Congress. We're praying for all these things because they're making statements and making judgments about this and that and the other and what they're not going to allow in certain states. The state of Florida comes to my mind. And they're firing teachers for this, that, and the other. And the governor there, I guess there was a painting of the Virgin Mary and Jesus. It was just the face and Jesus, and then I guess it was John the Baptist on this side, and I think it was Mary Magdalene was identified on this side. And they banned that painting. I guess the teacher was trying to teach an art lesson. He didn't want that painting. Used the principal, fired the teacher because the teacher protested about it, and the governor said, I think it was Mary Magdalene was in the painting on this side. And the governor said he admitted that he didn't read the Bible, but he didn't like the way Mary Magdalene was looking out from the painting. And he said she looked like, I'll just say prostitute, but the word that he used starts with a W. And he admitted, I don't read the Bible. And it took my mind to what Pharaoh said to Moses. Who is God? I don't know him. When God sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, who is this God? I don't know him. There are a lot of those people who are in power who don't know God.
And in the same way that God's judgment came down on Pharaoh and on Egypt, if these people and these politicians, and it doesn't matter how high position they go, if they remain in sin, God's judgment is coming down on them too. So we pray for them. We pray for their soul, because God's word tells us to pray for them, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life. So we pray for them. We pray for their souls. But these are the days that we're told of, that the Lord said in his word would come. And we're living in them. So we just continue to pray. Pray for sinners and pray for one another.
Amen.
Bless God.
Amen.
Lord have mercy. Announcements for Sunday, April 2nd, 2023. But godliness with contentment is great gain. I'm reading the meditation from the bulletin. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. 1 Timothy 6, 6-8. Amen. That will take care of that complaining, won't it? We'll wipe that out. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have a card. During a time like this, we realize how much our friends really mean to us. Your expression of sympathy will always be remembered by the family of Lyndon S. Hyman, amen, which is Sister Nettie West's daughter. Thank you for all your prayers. Love, Yvonne Miles, who is also one of Sister West's daughters. And Linda grew up here as a young person coming up through Sunday schools and so on. And she lived in Flint, Michigan. And I believe we were sent a bulletin from her service. She did in Flint, Michigan. She attended New Creation Church of God. When she first moved there, she was a member of Westwood Church of God. And then years later, she moved to New Creation Church of God. So. Amen. Always pray one for another during the week. And I will hang it on the bulletin board out here for anyone who cares to look at it. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal following morning service. November turkey giveaway canister is always open to receive funds. This coming Wednesday will be the first Wednesday of the month. Oh, that's right. Yes, that's true. Yes, we were going to continue, I believe, with Brother Byron, with what was being.
We want that food.
Yes, we want that food. Yes, we do. Amen. 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 That's right. Amen. So you might want to look over your notes from last Wednesday. Bring those back. And absolutely. Amen. Say, bring your utensils. Amen. Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and then turn back on at 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron and all bringing scriptures. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Lillian Harrett, April 5th. Sister Malvinia Brown, April 7th. Amen. Happy birthday, Sister Lillian.
Amen.
Ahead of time, Lord's will. Amen. Our thought for today, pray on it, pray over it, pray through it. Amen. That lets us know we have to be able to get a prayer through.
Hear this service this morning. I thank you for your prayers of the saints to enable me to come to this point.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Amen. We don't take anything for granted, do we? Just being able to be and hear a message, hear one more message from the Lord. It's a blessing. Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves? Brother Joseph, glad to see you. I see you brought a visitor with you. Amen. Glad that you are here. Amen. Stephen? Amen. Stephen, we're glad to have you. We will pray for you. Amen. Amen.
Sister Buckley, let us remember the Mann family here in Zorn. She said amen. Thank you for the message.
Amen. Remember the Mann family, also the Ross family. Brother Sammy Mann's daughter, Karen, said thank God for the message. Amen. Amen. Yes, Brother Jackson.
I just wanted to, these storms and things are overground to the communities and so on and all the having that I just want everyone to be aware that we have exercise and if you can, you get downstairs, anywhere downstairs, classrooms, away from the windows, and let us not forget that the storm is out there, so you don't want to be in a hurry. Get out there. Energy have no idea where it's at. The safest place is in here. Whatever happens, try to get downstairs or to enter the bathroom where you got the walls around you.
Mm-hmm.
Get down and pray to the Lord to protect us.
Amen.
And no good passes by.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jackson, because now we're in April. This is tornado season. It's begun.
By no means, get on the hour.
No. Amen. 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 Because I believe, even years and years ago now, probably over 40 years ago, but when that really bad tornado hit Xenia, I believe it was Xenia, Ohio, and it was great loss of life and so on. I believe that happened in April. And so we absolutely thank you, Brother Jackson,
amen,
for making us aware.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand?
Bless the Lord.
Amen. 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 Bless God. Sister Lawrence, would you dismiss us with prayer, please?
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you for the beautiful message that you gave her from the service.
Yes, Lord.
Come up.
Amen.
I thank you always in the house to hear it, Father. Each and every soul that was here today, even Father. Just thank you, dear Heavenly Father, how you blessed throughout the day from Sunday school service morning.
Amen.
As it was said, everything is so beautiful, everything is prepared.
Thank you, Lord.
So we need to get our souls and life right with you, Father, and make sure it is sure another fourth day. Now we're too late. And as we continue to pray for the lost souls, that little pray for the heavenly Father, praying that they will just live their life together before the day and hours. We pray that the year to teach us, that Lord, we're going to keep praying. As we do the day to Jesus, as you do it, we need to be reminded that we're here. Once you keep praying, that we're going to pray. And thank you for each and every soul that is here today, dear Heavenly Father. So when you leave here, we will take this message home.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen.